I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he is with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning. How is you?
I am fine, and you are also the Education Beat reporter.
I'm working on it. I'm stumbling through it, trying to do as much as I can, so it's all good. It's all exciting.
It's all good. She said.
I heard Dean Martin sing a song that didn't fit him, but it's a great song.
So, what's happening this weekend besides the Recycle Santa Fe Art Show and besides Lois Rudnick, who's going to be at Collected Works tonight?
Well, Roz Chast, you know who she is?
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to be there tonight.
At the?
Gerald Peters Gallery. Jonathan Richards, a freelancer for Pasatiempo, did a terrific profile of her. He is a superb cartoonist himself. And it's a great, great, great story about a great artist, great images in the Pasatiempo today. She has just this terrific, absurd sense of humor. It's almost like the Monty Python of cartoonists, but I don't know if she would appreciate me saying that. But I'm going to go tonight. It will be at Gerald Peters. Reception is 5 to 7. They are at 1011 Paseo de Peralta. The exhibit is through mid-December. Take a look at the cover story of Pasatiempo and head on over there. I'm going to be there.
So tonight at Santa Fe Complex, No Balance, fifth deathiversary tribute to Coil's John Balance. And he was a singer, songwriter, and co-founder of the influential musical group called Coil. And 13 local acts will be memorializing the John by covering his work and ideals through music, film, and collaboration. I got an email about it that said, don't bring kids, kind of adult themes. It's not 18 and over, but you may not want to bring your smaller children.
I suspect that's true. The Santa Fe Film Festival has a huge ad in the Pasatiempo today, a couple of weeks in advance, but we are going to be covering that in Pasa. But,
and on this show.
If you're interested, yeah, I'm sure. You and me often talk about, in fact, we usually spend that Friday talking about the Santa Fe Film Festival options. That would be December 4th.
Yeah, well, I usually devote, and I probably will do so this year as well, the entire week of the film festival to nothing but directors and actors and so on.
Yeah, so this is interesting. There's going to be a lot of documentaries and some weird avant-garde stuff. And anyway, if you're curious what it's about right now, take a look at their ad in Pasatiempo, and it starts on December 2nd. Frank Buffalo Hyde. He's currently working up in Long Island. He's Iroquois, and he has got a show at the Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian, 704 Camino Alejo, up on Museum Hill. Opens with a reception tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. Exhibit runs through April 4th. Take a look at Doug Fairfield's story in today's Pasatiempo. Really, really nice work. And you know what? You and I do this a lot, and I feel bad if we're preaching to the choir, but I just like to do it every few weeks. Press releases, keep them short, keep them simple, get all the data on there. I know last week you had one without a day or something. The day, the date, they should be connected. They should correlate.
Who, what, when, where,
exactly.
Date, event, phone number, website, no attachments. Thank you very much.
Ditto. And in Pasatiempo's case, we want the price. I know we don't mention prices on KSFR.
Right.
But if it's pay what you wish or free, obviously, let us know. Tell us, because honestly, we still get press releases that are incomplete, and if you can't afford a PR person, which is totally understandable, just go over the stuff really simply yourself.
Tonight, Hale Esfandiari. She is a woman who wrote a book called My Prison, My Home, One Woman's Story of Captivity in Iran.
Wow.
And it's a wonderful book. We had her on the air just the other day, and she is a, she works at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Princeton, and she founded the Middle East program there, and is a wonderful scholar and journalist. And she was a female activist in Iran, and she went back to visit her elderly mother, and they basically arrested her and put her in prison for trying to overthrow the United States. It was just completely like conspiracy theory madness, and she wrote this beautiful and very interesting memoir about it. Anyway, she's going to be on here in Santa Fe tonight at 5:30 at the Unitarian Church.
Great.
Santa Fe Council on International Relations.
Entertainment of a different sort this weekend up at Lodge of Santa Fe as Artemis, a wonderful guy, terrific performer, drag queen, will be performing his final show in Santa Fe at, according to Pasatiempo, 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, the 13th and the 14th. You got to pay to get in. Here's a phone number. 795-1187 if you want to see him off. I've seen a couple of his shows. He's often played the Rainbow Vision. But there he is at the Lodge of Santa Fe, 750 North St. Francis Drive.
Yay.
Tomorrow and, pardon me, tonight and Saturday. Meanwhile, High Mayhem is going to celebrate Max Friedenberg's birthday. He founded it, or co-founded it. He used to work at Warehouse 21, did my first theater show there with Max. His father's responsible for getting my job at the New Mexican, so when I get my hands on him, I'll... 9 o'clock Thursday, High Mayhem's new space at 2811 Siler Lane. There's going to be a 9 o'clock triple bill concert, including by the Zex Marque, Free Moral Agents, and We Drew Lightning. There is a requested donation. 9 o'clock Thursday, take a look and see. Meanwhile, Serenade of Santa Fe. Serenade of Santa Fe is a favorite of mine. 3 o'clock Sunday. They're going to have, and you know what? Honestly, I never try to mispronounce names wrong, but I have trouble with it, particularly, even, I mean, unless it's John Smith or
especially
Robert Knott.
Especially German composers?
No, in this case, it's pianist Zeta Ruger Suzuki and violinist Hidetaro Suzuki, and I trust I pronounced them fairly well, and they're going to be performing at 3 o'clock Sunday at the Santuario de Guadalupe. You have to pay to get in, and it's 989-7988. They're going to be playing, among other things, and I can pronounce this composer's name, Mozart, and also that other guy, Brahms.
There you go.
They're German composers.
You're doing very well, Robert.
Well, thank you very much. I'll continue. Why don't you stop patting me on the head like I'm 4 years old?
The Assassination of Fred Hampton, How the FBI and Chicago Police Murdered a Black Panther by Jeff Haas. He wrote a book and kind of a memoir on that subject. He's going to be at Garcia Street Books on, well, tomorrow, November 14th, from 5 to 6:30. And it's a terrific book, and he's a great guy. He was a lawyer for the Black Panthers and all sorts of groups along those lines in the 1960s and 70s, and continuing with civil rights law all through his career. And also Garcia Street Books, along with Wild Earth Guardians, is co-sponsoring the visit of Margaret Atwood and Graham Gibson, husband and wife, great Canadian writers, who will be in Santa Fe at the Lensic on Tuesday evening.
Correct. And plug in Paso Tiempo again. We have stories in both those literary events you just talked about. Craig Smith did a piece. Craig Smith, last week was his last week. I miss him already. And we also have a piece on the Fred Haas books. So take a look in Paso. But those are great things that you're plugging. Out of nowhere, I just started thinking about the themes of the Patty Duke show, and I couldn't remember the lyrics. Do you?
What?
Wasn't it something like, me, Kathy, who's been most everywhere from
Zanzibar
to
Berkeley Square.
Berkeley Square. But Kathy's only seen the sights. No, Patty.
Why?
But Patty's only seen the sights a gal can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair. But they're cousins. Identical.
Why are you
because
doing
I like,
this?
Maybe it's because I just saw, like, you know, this twin special that the magazine had that I sometimes subscribe to where they have twins. But why would cousins be identical twins? Is that possible in your
No,
view?
It's just it's because it's a sitcom from the 60s. Okay. Can I change the subject for just a second? Voyages of Discovery, Darwin and Mendelssohn. That
Those
is
guys.
A concert tomorrow, a concert and event tomorrow night at the Lensic at 8 o'clock, which is a collaboration between the Santa Fe Symphony Music and the Santa Fe Institute Chaos Science, Complexity Science. And not only will they be playing music of Mendelssohn, but Kirk Ellis and Jonathan Richards.
Oh, what a pair of clowns. It's like Red Skelton and Bob Hope, and they're going to dress up.
They're going to be playing
they're
Darwin.
They're going to put on the wigs and everything.
Yeah, Darwin and Mendelssohn.
And
talking
wear the fancy
about them.
Clothes.
And Darwin and Mendelssohn were born like 10 days apart in 1809.
That's so like me and you, except the date was different.
Yeah, it wasn't 1809.
No, but we were like 20 days apart and 20 miles apart.
That's right.
And apparently 20 years apart.
not quite.
No, I know. But anyway, this is going to be good. Stephen Smith will be leading the SFSO in their orchestrations. And Kirk Ellis and Jonathan Richards, not only good people, but excellent writers, both great film reviewers, actually, although Kirk's now writing screenplays. They're going to be reading excerpts from the letters. And again, you got to pay to get in. 988-1234. Student discounts available. There's also a 6 p.m. reception at the El Dorado Hotel. So check all this out. Go see it. If you like Mendelssohn, if you like Darwin. Now, did those guys hang out a lot? What do we know about them? Were they like pals? Did they play cricket together?
No, it wasn't like that. But they both went. It's called Voyages of Discovery because they both went way far away from home and did some of their best work. I mean, Darwin obviously went to South America and looked around and got the idea about natural selection, which is kind of a big thing. But Darwin also, I mean, Mendelssohn also went traveling and wrote some of his best work abroad.
Well, I've written some of my best work abroad, too, and what abroad she was. Hey, listen, Hank Rogerson and Julianne Spitzmiller are married. They're also documentary filmmakers. They did an excellent documentary many of you may have seen.
Shakespeare Behind Bars.
I spend a lot of time behind bars, especially when I get thrown out the back door. But anyway, they're doing a discussion on documentary filmmaking getting started. It's a free talk, and I think they're going to be really helpful in terms of anyone out there trying to start a film, a documentary, who doesn't know what they're doing. It's free. It's in the community room of the Santa Fe Public Library downtown. These are great lectures that anybody can go to. So head on down there. It's 7 o'clock Wednesday. There's a little mixed media about this in Paso Tiempo today, page 13. You can also visit the couple's website, documentaryhowto.com. And it's particularly interesting because when we get to the Santa Fe Film Festival discussion, I think more than half the films, or at least half the films this year, are documentaries. So that's interesting.
Really?
So movie-wise, just so you know, an education opens today at DeVargas. Somewhat controversial story about a young high school girl who falls in love with a man who's like 25 years older and he's married. Jonathan Richards gave it a great review. I haven't seen it yet. Pirate Radio opens over there. Still Walking opened at the screen. Got a great review in Pasa today. For those of you that want mindless apocalyptic entertainment, 2012 opens at Regal Stadium 14 with John Cusack sort of finding himself in these big-budget horror pictures more and more.
Mindless being the operative word.
Finally, I've never seen Matthew Barney's Cramaster Cycle. I've never seen any of them.
I haven't either.
And I feel bad because the CCA is showing them, but we couldn't write a blurb of any authenticity because no one on our staff had actually seen these pictures, which is unfortunate. I'm being honest. So they are running them, all five of them, over the next few days. Take a look at the CCA website. People that like these sort of things are going to probably love this stuff. So head on over there. Other movies include The Box, playing over at Stadium 14, and Disney's A Christmas Carol down at Regal Stadium 14, and The Men Who Stare at Goats, which I thought was okay, unbalanced, but okay. It's over at DeVargas. You still have Whip It with Drew Barrymore on skates at Regal North. You know, she plays a roller derby queen. I love roller derby when I grew up. I thought those gals were so sexy.
We have roller derby. We have roller derby in New Mexico.
I know. I go out and I watch them, and they, like, wheel around the track right in front of me. But I want to see more elbowing and punching, and they don't seem to – they probably want to do that to me.
Why do you want to see that? Are you violent?
No, but I like – I mean, when women, you know, decide they need to stand up for themselves, even if they're on skates, and they start, you know, getting into, shall we say, aggressive behavior, I find that very scintillating, not to mention interesting to watch. So, no, I don't want them to really hurt each other. I want it to be like professional wrestling where it looks real but isn't. But roller derby's real, right?
Yeah.
But professional wrestling is scripted?
I believe that is the case, yes.
I got to stop betting on that. No wonder I keep losing. Rhapsody in Blue. We all know Gershwin. It's famous. It was in the movie American in Paris, a great Gene Kelly musical. Santa Fe Pro Musica Chamber Orchestra. We'll be doing that as well as other stuff tonight at 7:30 at the Lenzic. The Yellow Lantern Theater Company, about whom I know very little, is going to present an original production of poetry, dance, and theater, 7 o'clock tonight, called At the Edge of the Village. At the edge of the village, you'll see a pot of gold. 7 o'clock, Teatro Paraguas presenting this in their space on Richards Lane. Here's a phone number, 424-1601. Craig Smith did a story today on three children's theater groups that have shows opening this weekend. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which is Santa Fe Performing Arts, City Different Players, at Old Pecos Trail, Armory for the Arts. Beauty and the Beast by Pandemonium at Walt James A. Little. And then next week opens Rebecca Morgan's Southwest Children's production of 1001 Arabian Nights. And he did a little piece talking to these three groups about children's theater in town and et cetera, et cetera. He did not include El Dorado Children's Theater, and they do children's theater as well, and it's really good stuff. They don't have a show running this time of year. I believe they have a show opening in January, so please pay attention to them as well. But sometimes this stuff is really good, and you see some really young talent, some of whom I'm happy to say I later work with as they turn into teenagers and come over to Warehouse 21.
Nice.
It is nice, and they work with some really good people, Chris Leslie over at Pandemonium, Rebecca Morgan at Southwest, and Megan Burns, who's a terrific actress, writer, singer over at SFPA.
Hey, there's a state sale tomorrow from 9 to 3.
The state or the state?
A state.
I think the state's for sale, too.
estate sale, and the some of the proceeds from that will go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. So we always are
interested in animal welfare.
But they've got things like vintage toasters and
do they work?
Lucite handbags and things like that.
That sounds great.
And it's at the Española and Santa Fe Animal Shelters will benefit from it, and it's at 63 Heartstone Drive in Santa Fe. The number 982-6877. It's from 9 to 3. Do not arrive early. Thank you very much.
21 again is Warehouse 21 hosting an open house celebration and fundraiser. Performance by Wise Fool New Mexico, Santa Fe Prep Jazz Band, Eastern Women's Ensemble, The Seventh Wave, Community Choir, and others. DJs, food, 6 o'clock Saturday. Entertainment at 8 o'clock. I got to go by and see them because I love Warehouse 21. I volunteer for them. Just understand that in case everybody wants full disclosure here. I don't take any money from them, but I do volunteer. I love Warehouse 21. 989-4423. Check out warehouse21.org. This is going to be tomorrow night, Saturday night. So Warehouse 21 is worth a visit. Go support them. It's not too much to get in, and in fact, under 13 is free. So go give them some money.
Another event, walking tour of Cerrillos Hills State Park with guide Keena Murphy from Earthworks Institute and Sarah Wood, park manager, is happening tomorrow from 10 to noon. For more information, you can call 982-9806 and find out more about this walking tour where you can learn all sorts of things about the natural world in which we live.
Let's say you want to write your memoirs, but you're not sure how to start. Lisa Dale Norton.
I was born...
No.
A poor, beleaguered,
you got to jump
white
ahead and
child
grab people. I mean, this is something I
learned
in theater.
In Newburgh, New York.
You've got to grab people right away. You have to start with something like, as she began to disrobe, she made me realize that my youth was misspent. Then you get people's interest.
You get your interest.
Well, that's the way I'm going to start mine. Anyway, get back to this. So you always get me off topic here.
What?
The Patty Duke Show.
I didn't. You started that.
I just don't know how cousins could be identical.
Well, that has nothing to do with me.
Memoir writing, using your shimmering images, see, I was telling you, to tell the story of your life, 7 o'clock Tuesday at the Southside branch of the Santa Fe Public Library on Jaguar Drive. It's free. That's going to be Lisa Dale Norton. It's at 7 o'clock Tuesday. If you're interested in writing your memoir, head on down there.
Oh, she's terrific.
Yeah, she is. And
she
I'm
is
to,
terrific. That's a. You know what? I just remembered. I had her on the air a while ago. That's terrific
right.
book. There's a lot of books about writing, but that one really caught my eye. I think it's worth checking out.
I know. I'm going to be writing my own memoir soon, which are quite erotic, if I do say so myself.
Hey, check this out.
And
today, exhibition and opening of the... exhibition opening, Memory, Shadow, and Light from 5 to 7 at the Santa Fe Art Institute.
Whoa,
did
that's
you know
right.
that there's an exhibition opening there?
Did you know that the Santa Fe Art Institute is really good at publicity? They're very good at getting us the information. I'm sorry to go back to this thing.
Yeah.
And it's on time, and they're always polite, and they're professional, and they say thank you, and every detail is correct. They do a great job. And that is, honestly, quite often why we list them on the show, because they're continually...
Michelle LaFleur-Childs.
Yeah, she's terrific. You were mentioning Darwin and that other guy before.
Mendelssohn.
But we didn't say that there's also a discussion called Evolving the Genius, The Extraordinary Life of Charles Darwin on Thursday, did we?
Thursday, next Thursday? No.
At 2 o'clock, Doug Schwartz is doing this discussion at St. John's United Methodist Church on 1200 Old Pecos Trail. You got to pay to get in. But if you're a Darwin fan, Darwinism is always something that's fun to talk about, particularly if you're a chimp. It's 2 o'clock on Thursday, and it's over there at the United Methodist Church. A beautiful woman just sat down next to me. I might get distracted here. She is gorgeous. And occasionally we have visitors, and she's probably not going to speak.
No, she's not going to speak unless she wants
hot.
To. She's my mother.
She's beautiful. She's hitting me now.
She's tickling me now.
Stop.
What I didn't say about Memory, Shadow, and Light, which is the exhibition at the Santa Fe Art Institute, is that it's the people in it are photographer Gabe Block, realist painter Rackstraw Downs, photographer David Maisel, draftsman and sculptor James Drake, blacksmith Tom Joyce, sculptor Susan York, photographer Susan Micellas, I'm not sure how you say it, and filmmaker Godfrey Reggio. It's an all-star lineup.
Great. Hey, take a look at Rob DeWalt's music column, Soundways, which is, it's always hip. It's pretty cool. I'm using old terms, but Rob's a good writer, and he's put together a really good weekly account of what's happening musically. And one of the things he pitches, 7 o'clock Friday night at Santa Fe Complex. You already talked about this, No Balance, my apologies. He also talks about Round Mountain, Saturday night at 8 at the Scottish Rite Temple, celebrating the release of its third CD, Windward. So take a look at Soundwaves.
And also, just to keep people up to date with what Meow Wolf is doing, there's a show called Geo Decadent at the Meow Wolf Studio on 1800 2nd Street. It's open Fridays and Saturdays from 5 to 9 in the evening. And I think tomorrow, it may run last more one more weekend, but it's going to be closing soon. So
well,
check it out.
Well, it's time to go. You guys have been great. I want to thank you for tuning in on the Mary Charlotte Show, KSFR 101.1. You can reach her on the web at ksfr.something or other. Just look up Mary
KSFR.org.
You can also find her on a website where she's posing provocatively with a very intellectual look upon her face. And,
You're crazy.
There's other things you got to thank people for tuning in. Thank the people in the studio. Thank Robert Knott for being here. What a guy. What an incredibly handsome combo of Robert Mitchum and Antonio Banderas. And, oh, Mary Charlotte, I'm going to miss you until next Friday. But I'll be back and better than ever.
Well, I didn't have to say anything, did
no,
I?
You didn't.
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Friday of the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us singing and speaking of the arts every. He's singing with us singing of the arts every Friday, pretty much. And my podcast site, which he made the ridiculous reference to a moment ago, is SantaFeRadioCafe.org. And just yesterday, somebody said, what's a podcast site? It's just a website where you go and when you click listen or download.
It's a podcast.
Well, people don't know what a podcast is.
The invasion of the body snatchers, the pods came to life and people
I know,
got
that's
chased.
Why they get scared of it. But it just means that you can listen to the show.
Identical cousins. That couldn't happen. Meet Kathy, who's been most everywhere.
What if they were both, what if they were the children of... Their mother and their father were identical twins, who both twins married both twins.
Was that the backstory to this show?
No, but I'm just saying.
I have to go back and look at some of those reruns.
The chances that they would be identical are virtually nil, but it's not completely out of the question.
I didn't like them as much as Barbara Eden on I Dream of Jeannie.
All right, time to go. Have a wonderful weekend.
Three wishes.
Way too much to do, but...
Never out of that outfit in one wish.
Have a great weekend, Robert. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Ciao.